Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's the late, great Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. Still miss him, but as long as we got his music, he still lives. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You know, folks, I've got another book coming out next year called The Third Ingredient. And you can't buy it right now, so I'm not trying to sell it to you. But I do want to tell you about it. I want to tell you about what the book's about, because I think it's something I want you to start thinking about more and more. The subtitle of the book is The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. So for 10,000 years, you and I have been operating in an analog marketplace. You and I are analog. We're not digital, right? We're not electronic. We're digital. We're protoplasm. And all the things around us for 10,000 years have been analog, wood and chemical and glass and rocks and leather and things like that, right? That's all analog stuff. Only in the last 50 years, only if the entire history of humanity is an hour, the digital world is only 1/3 of 1 second of that hour. So we've had all this time to be analog beings. We've had all this time to leverage analog forces. We've had all this time to develop analog ethics. That's a word that nobody else is using, but I'm using it. I'm sort of coining that term, analog ethics. And the reason I want you to think about it is because analog ethics are, for example, the Golden Rule. The Ten Commandments are analog ethics. The theory of moral sentiment, where I'm the impartial spectator, where examples of where I'm happy to see somebody else successful, the invisible hand, Adam Smith's invisible hand, those are all ethical, analog ethical ideas. The morals, if you want to think about it, we also talk about having morals. Trust is a huge analog ethical concept. Trust, right? Trust was there at the beginning. When markets were born, trust was there. Otherwise, they couldn't have been born. A contract is a kind of an ethical thing. A law is a little bit of part of our ethical catalog. These are all things that we've created to hold in check something that we don't have to think about. We have to think about ethics. We have to think about those kinds of forces, those analog forces. But for 10,000 years, we haven't had to think about fear and greed. Those are the reptilian part of our brain, the two fundamental elements of our brain, of our behavior, fight or flight, right? Fight or flight, fear and greed, that's the same thing. Now, fear and greed are not bad things. Fear sometimes gives you good information. Greed is what makes you want to have a nicer car and work a little harder and get a better education and have a nicer car and have your children to do well and raise your children and to prosper. That's all part of greed, and those are good things. But what happens when fear and greed breach what I call equilibrium? Equilibrium is when fear and greed is all positive, good things, and they're held in check by the what I'm calling the passive forces, the ethics, trust and morals and laws and things like that. And all God's in his heaven and all's right with the world, right? That's equilibrium. But sometimes, like what happened in 2008, as a recent example, what happened in 2008 when fear and greed pushed through equilibrium and created a whole lot of problems. Well, what I talk about in my new book is the fact that you and I are hardwired for fear and greed. We've developed an ethical catalog over 10,000 years, but that catalog is analog. And the new forces, for fear and greed are digital. Analog things that when we used analog leverage, wood and steel and glass and things like that, when we were using those kinds of things to make things move, we were moving them in RPMs, ramps per revolutions per minute, or the sound speed of sound, you could say. But now digital things, digital leverage, is moving in gigahertz. Not RPMs, but gigahertz. And not at the speed of sound, but at the 760 miles per hour, but at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. That's the difference between our analog world and the digital world that we're moving into. And what I'm proposing in my book is that we have to ramp up our ethical thinking. We have to find a way to make sure that trust is still viable and strong in the digital age. And the only way to do that is to find a digital tool that will help trust do that. Because once you breach equilibrium with digital tools, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to put that Humpty Dumpty back together again like you could an analog breach. And so this is what the book's about, but I tell it in stories. I use stories to help. It makes it more interesting. You'll see how my characters play along. They're involved in these ethical challenges. And so anyway, that's just give you something to think about. But think about your analog ethics moving into the digital world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.